I'm wondering,
what is the best way?
Have you ever...
How do you?
Okay, is this the...
Is that how?
Hey, how about that? Well, this is how.
I've never thought of that.
I see.
That's it.
It's not something I'd ever think of.
It's purely practical.
Sure is. Today we're getting purely practical about health. We're taking a look inside your medicine cabinet and what it means to take medicines safely. Apparently, in any given two-week period, some three-quarters of men and two-thirds of women in Australia take some form of medication. That surprises me, actually. When you pop a prescription pill, how much attention do you pay to the very dense and detailed patient information leaflet in the box, I wonder? What about what you buy over the counter? Any precautions you should take there? Claudine Ryan, health journalist and producer with the ABC Health and Wellbeing website, joins me again. Welcome back, Claudine.
Hi, Natasha. How are you?
I'm very well. We should remind listeners that we don't have medical qualifications.
Absolutely.
They need to talk to their pharmacist or their doctor. But what does it mean to take medicines safely?
Well, look, there are plenty of things that can go wrong when you're taking a medication. And I guess taking medicine safely is simply about being aware of some of the risks and knowing how to take your medicine in a way that isn't going to... to increase your chance of having an adverse reaction or an adverse event, which is what they tend to call problems with taking medication.
Because the hospitalisation figures associated with medication-related issues is actually, they're fairly staggering.
Look, some figures suggest that up to 200,000 people are admitted to hospital every year because of medication-related events. And the Australian Commission for Safety and Quality in Healthcare estimates that 6% of all adult hospital admissions are for medication-related events. And this figure jumps to 30% when you look at hospital admissions among the elderly.
Let's look at what you mean by medication-related events. I mean, we're all going to have reactions to medications from time to time based on our biological constitution, you know, the common side effects that medications come with. But what are we talking about here?
So what we're talking about here are things such as side effects, which can range from a simple stomach upset to, you know, quite serious organ damage, dosing errors, which can ultimately lead to an overdose, allergic reactions. And then there's drug interactions, which is possibly something that we don't tend to think of as much. But this is basically where different medications interact with each other. And that might seem like a no-brainer, but you actually, when you speak to your doctor or pharmacist about the medications you're taking, you need to tell them everything you're taking, not just the prescribed medications, but the kind of, you know, over-the-counter medications you use, the supplements you may be taking, you know, anything that you take that has the potential to interact with your drugs.
Are some of us more at risk of experiencing adverse events?
Well, look, those most at risk are the elderly and people taking high-risk medications and people with complex medical conditions, and there's probably no surprises there. But you also need to be careful when you give any medicine to children or babies. You also need to be cautious when you're pregnant or breastfeeding. And that's a really tricky time, and we've got an interesting article on the site. And basically, if you have any concerns about medications, it can be worth a phone call to a large maternity hospital. They usually have a pharmacy department and they can be the best place to get information if you're pregnant or breastfeeding.
Yes, because you don't want to assume that you should come off all medications if you're pregnant. This is very important.
Absolutely.
Not to do that. There's, you know, that's a very important message to convey.
Absolutely. And look, you know, it's really difficult this is often the case, but it's really difficult because you do get conflicting information. And so that's why when we've done that story about, you know, pregnancy and breastfeeding and what to do with medications, that the best place, I guess, to go if you're really confused is the pharmacy department of a major maternity hospital.
Yep. So what is it in our hands, Claudine, to control when it comes to taking medications safely?
Well, I guess what you have the power to do when you're taking medications is you can inform yourself, and this is really important. So, you know, you can do that. You know, a good thing to do is ask yourself some questions or ask the following questions. So you want to know what your medicine is for. So what the medicine is treating and why you are taking it. You want to know what the active ingredient in your medication is. And this is really important because, you know, if you don't know what the active ingredient is, you are more at risk of doubling up, particularly if you're mixing, you know, prescription medications with over-the-counter medications, or if you're taking two different types of over-the-counter medications. You really need to know how to take your medicine correctly. So that's about the taking the correct dose at the right time of day, making sure you have.
Yes, I wonder if people get a bit creative with some of their interpretations of the instructions that doctors give them about taking it with a meal, or, you know, just taking it before they go to bed, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And there are some medicines where this is less important for, and then there are some that it is really important for. So that's the kind of conversation you need to have with your GP or your pharmacist. But another thing that will help you to know about how to take your medicine correctly is to make sure that you ask your pharmacist for the consumer information sheet that goes with your medicine, because it doesn't always come in the box or with the medicine when you pick it up from the pharmacy.
It can also be slightly terrifying, most consumers.
I know.
They have to list every single potential side effect across the entire human spectrum.
I know. And look, you know, I have children and I regularly give them medication, and I look at those things and they terrify me, I have to admit. I know. But you know what they do tell you about is side effects. And, you know, okay, they list the side effects and they can be terrifying, but what they give you is a good sense of you know, what you're looking out for. And then, you know, it's worth knowing what to do if those side effects do occur. Mm. There's other things that you should also check out, such as, do you need to avoid alcohol while you're taking the medication? Will the medication make you drowsy? If it does, obviously you want to avoid driving or operating heavy machinery and stuff like that.
Yeah. And there's the use-by date issue too. But just in the last couple of minutes that we've got, let's consider pain medication. These are things that people can often buy over the counter, and they need to be cognizant of what they're buying and what for, don't they?
Absolutely. And look, you know, most of us would use pain medication at some point or another, and it's easy to think that it's not going to be a problem. But, you know, you need to make sure that you're taking the right dose. You need to make sure that they're not going to interact with your other medications. You need to know if they're going to affect your health condition. And you also should only take them for the period they're recommended. You know, paracetamol, which most of us have taken and is considered the safest of painkillers, can actually cause liver damage if you take too much of it. And that's one where you need to look at, you know, your different over-the-counter medications and make sure that you're not getting paracetamol in the form of a tablet or capsule and then doubling up with, you know, some paracetamol that's contained in, say, one of those drinks that you make when you've got a cold or flu.
Yeah, the cold medications, that's critical, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's also anti-inflammatories. We've probably all heard the press about anti-inflammatories. Look,
is aspirin or ibuprofen?
Aspirin, ibuprofen. And they do cause more side effects than paracetamol, but the experts we've spoken to say they are okay as long as you take them as directed and only for a short period of time. But there are people who are at risk of more at risk of side effects in terms of taking anti-inflammatories, and these are people with health conditions such as diabetes, people who are taking other medications such as blood thinners or low-dose aspirin. So this again is where it's really important to know what medications you're taking and know what potential interactions they may have with other medications.
And I guess the third category of pain medications are those that contain codeine, and that's a whole other spectrum, isn't it?
I was just going to say that's probably a whole other show for you, because these are, you know, there are real issues with this. Look, in a nutshell, these are restricted and you can only buy them over the counter if they have another active ingredient in them, such as paracetamol. And if you are buying these over the counter, you will need to talk to a pharmacist before you can get them.
What's this about citrus and grapefruit?
I know, this is so interesting.
Yeah.
So grapefruit apparently can cause a clinically significant interaction with a list of drugs as long as your arm. Basically, you do need to be aware of some of the foods you eat and how they may interact with certain drugs. There is a particular chemical in grapefruit that interacts with a whole range of medications that are fairly common. And you don't need to be drinking bucket loads of grapefruit juice to have this interaction, to experience these. Only a 200ml glass of normal strength grapefruit juice can cause interactions, as can eating fresh grapefruit. But grapefruit marmalade on your toast isn't going to cause you any problems.
So the idea is that it might interact or affect the way in which a drug is metabolised.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right.
That's intriguing. I wonder what else is in our diet that can affect how we ingest our medications.
Oh, there's a whole... There are certainly different food and drug interactions, and there are too many for me to list here. But it is, again, it's where that conversation with your healthcare provider and your pharmacist is really important.
Claudine, thank you for joining us.
No worries, Natasha.
Playing it safe in the medicine cabinet. Claudine Ryan there. And make sure you head to ABC Health and Wellbeing, our fantastic gateway to all things health, evidence-based health reporting. And that's our purely practical segment for this week.